President Trump addressed the nation and the world today after Iran's missile attacks on two military bases in Iraq where American troops were stationed. He announced new sanctions against Iran, and he spoke directly to the Iranian people.
We want you to have a future, and a great future, one that you deserve, one of prosperity at home and harmony with the nations of the world. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it.
The Iranian strikes were in response to the U.S. killing of Iran's top military commander in Iraq last Friday. Today, Trump called General Qassem Soleimani the world's top terrorist. NPR's Jane Arraf is in Baghdad. And Jane, how are the president's remarks today being viewed there in Iraq?
Well, Tanya, there's kind of a sense of relief because he did not say he was going to retaliate against the strikes earlier today. And he actually said that he thought that Iran and the U.S. should cooperate on fighting ISIS and other areas of mutual interest. So the feeling was it could have been a lot worse. But essentially, people here were waiting to see what he would say about keeping U.S. troops here. And on that, there was absolutely nothing.
That's true. So a sense of relief, does it also feel like a sense of de-escalation?
It does a little bit, but not a long-term de-escalation, because Iran and the U.S. aren't the only players here in Iraq. There are the Iran-backed militias, for instance.
Yes. I want to also ask you about something. Iran apparently notified the Iraqi government before its missile strikes. What does that say about Iran's intentions and really the relationship between those two countries?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. If you look at what the Iraqi prime minister actually said about that, he said that they received verbal notice from Iran just before or as Iran was starting those strikes. And Iran did not tell them where it was going to strike, but it did say it would be confined to U.S. bases. So it wasn't as if Iran was saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. Here's a heads up. This is where we're going to do it. They basically informed them that they were going to do it, and then, bam, there it was. It does show, though, that Iran does not want to totally alienate Iraq. In fact, Iraq today called the Iranian ambassador in and protested the breach of sovereignty. It's one of many breaches of sovereignty on both the Iraqi side and the Iranian side, most Iraqi officials feel, because Iraq has basically become a battleground for the two countries.
Yeah. Have any of the recent developments in the past day or so added support for what the Iraqi parliament did on Sunday, voting to call for the expulsion of American troops?
It has solidified support among the groups that already wanted U.S. troops to leave. There has been a long simmering discontent here with Iranian-backed groups in particular, but not all, who don't believe that U.S. forces should be here. There are a lot of others, and there are a lot of Iraqi officials who believe that Iraq would be in serious trouble if U.S. forces and coalition forces pulled out, and they didn't have that help anymore. But the fact that we have now had here a drone strike that has killed a senior Iranian leader and a senior Iraqi leader, and then retaliatory strikes by Iran on what are essentially Iraqi bases with U.S. forces in them, that indicates to some politicians that it is just not worth having U.S. forces here. If they leave, then they would be less at risk.
I also want to ask you about damage there. President Trump said there were no American casualties in these Iranian strikes and only minimal damage. Do we know any more, though, about the effects of those strikes, whatever damage there might have been?
So that was the fascinating thing. Normally, with this number of rocket attacks, precision rocket attacks, one would think if they wanted to do serious damage, if they wanted to cause casualties, they would have. You know, almost every other day there's a rocket strike here by an Iran-backed militia that actually seemingly accidentally kills Iraqis. So this does seem to have been very deliberately conducted to minimize casualties and damage. Having said that, NPR has obtained satellite photos from one of the satellite photo agencies that show some of the damage, at the al-Assad air base, the major air base in western Anbar in the west of Iraq. And that actually shows quite serious damage to some of the facilities which had no people in them. So nothing catastrophic. And again, what seems to be an attack designed to spare casualties.
There's so much more here that we will be talking about over the next few hours and days. Thank you so much. That's NPR's Jaina Raff in Baghdad.
Thank you, Tanya.